So looking at the top of the hill, we see the shrouds of cloud actually covering the Cathedral of Lincoln. But that means that certainly a magical element has emerged through the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre because, Ed, we have two of a fantastic company at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Whom are we referring to?
Well, I know that we've got one Matt out of a possible two Matts.
I'm a Matt.
You're a Matt.
One out of two.
I was just sitting here a minute ago thinking, shall I check their names with them? And I thought, no, I won't, no. Because you'll introduce me to them again. So I'm going to go for Kieran. Now, I might be...
No, it's not Kieran at all. We have Matt...
And Gary.
Which is close, you know.
Gary, Kieran. I could see
two
how you
syllables,
could. Yes, you know. Yeah. One's a plosive, I mean, one's a g and one's a k.
Oh my God, you went to drama school.
I did.
I could tell.
Yeah.
You know,
it flows in every sense of the word. Guys, you're part of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Mm-hmm. The people have been going completely wild in Lincoln and Lincolnshire, knowing that you're actually here performing this grand scenario, etc., complete works of Shakespeare in 90 English or American minutes.
90 English minutes, which is like 97
minutes
American minutes.
In America we tend to do things a little bit longer.
It's the transatlantic scenario. Yeah. We've also got a gentleman whose dulcet tones, when he made his broadcasting debut telephonically on Siren 107.3 FM and Southside Broadcasting, had the ladies positively drooling with all sorts of other areas. That, of course, is Matt Rippey. How are you, Matt?
I'm excellent. Well, can you tell me these girls' names?
Can't give you contact details at this stage. It's not that sort of interview.
Matt, is this how you butter up every one of your new guests?
Well, I haven't been buttered up in that way. Nobody's drooling about me. What's going on? Where are my drooling girls?
They haven't seen your picture yet, that's why.
That's true. That's
Matt
true.
Pearson, I am drooling.
Oh, thank you, thank you. But that's because there's something wrong with you.
Yes, I have overactive salivary glands.
Yeah.
So I'm already sensing that, you know, the sequel to this has to be the Reduced Shakespeare Company on tour as a boy band.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Well, we do sing in three-part harmony.
Yeah, we do. We do sing three-part harmony. And we've actually been sort of quite musical on this tour as well. We've got a bass, we've got a guitar, we've got a ukulele.
Although usually boy bands don't play their own instruments, so we've got some way to go.
So you might just call us a band.
A band, right. Yeah, a boy band. Or we could, you know, master the whole thing of like getting off the stool when the key change happens. We could practice that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. We could do that.
It's always good radio practice to actually do a bit of postmodernism and get people to actually identify themselves. And Matt Rippey, we've already identified your good self. We're also, in fact, Matt, would you like to introduce your team here?
Yes, sitting to my right is Matt Pearson, actor extraordinaire, local social whiz kid.
Really?
Yes.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't. Wow. Social whiz kid.
And to the right of Matt Pearson, we have the fantabulous Gary Fannin.
Yes, that's me. You can tell because I'm sitting on his right.
Wait, I thought you were Kieran. What's going on?
Well, there was a bit of confusion at the beginning, yes. So,
it was the Fannin and the Kieran. It was the Fannin that led to the Kieran.
Oh. I'll just pass it.
On a slightly serious note, Ed and myself have been informed that we maybe move to the front of the whole auditorium this evening. Now, I gather probably a couple of hundred people on that side of things, etc. Are we likely to have to expect anything as we're likely to be in the front row?
Well, yes. I mean, as you well know, for anyone out there who doesn't know the Reduced Shakespeare Company, we do obliterate what we in the industry call the fourth wall. So, we are a three-man comedy troupe, but the fourth member of our company is always the audience. So, yes, if you are – it doesn't matter if you're first row or last row. You're equally vulnerable to being drafted into our production.
Drowned
on stage, kicking and screaming.
Yeah, you're going to get involved because we're trying to do the complete works in 97 American minutes, as we've established. We need some help, you know? We can't do it all by ourselves,
absolutely.
So we need the guys in the audience to help us out.
And people often say, you know, after the show, they say, you know, where do we get our energy from? And actually, I'm being very serious now. It's actually the audience. You know, I think if we were doing a play where we had to pretend the audience wasn't there, you know, we had to, like, you know, pretend there was this fourth wall, I think it'd drive us crazy because we just love talking to the audience. And we come out, you know, we obviously use our real names, unless we're playing Juliet or Romeo or somebody. But the audience is the other cast member, absolutely.
So obviously my Lambda tutors would be actually sort of interested in this. Equity minimum rates are we talking about here?
Right. Yeah. Well,
No comment.
No pay, but you can put it on your CV.
Hey,
Ed. With the Reduced Shakespeare Company, you'll never work again.
Well, guys, with just three of you, I guess it's very important that you get on well. Now, you either do get on well, or if you hate each other, you're certainly covering it.
Damn good actors.
Very well. Yeah.
So, no one has ever accused us of being damn good actors. Thank you. I love you both.
No one's ever accused us of liking each other as well. That's a new one on me.
How did you all meet?
Well, I auditioned for the company, which is how I met you
which
guys
is really
back
old
in
school. That's
yeah,
old school.
Yeah, like a proper play. It was weird. It was like, and then I thought it was the Royal Shakespeare Company, and I turned up, and then they gave me this wig and said, you know, you're playing Judi Dench's part, and I was like, what? I thought this was, no. reduced. Yeah,
she died in Skyfall, of course, but that's plot spoiler.
Oh, yeah, that's a major.
Just don't mention that, okay? Because that was really emotional.
Although, you know, but you hit on something that's very important to the Reduced Shakespeare Company ethos, and that is that the way we choose our company members is, okay, talent is about what. 25% of yeah. of what we're looking for. The rest of it is, do we want to hang with you for a year or five? Can you travel in a van? You know, are we not going to want to kill you by absolutely. 6 months into
yeah,
between?
I mean, and you know, there have been people in the past, you know, people who will remain nameless, but you know, incidents where, you know, pineapples were thrown at people and stuff. Okay. So yeah, so
it's, that was Al Pacino just didn't fit with the team somehow. So it's a thought.
Well, he really wanted to be in the company as well, and we were like, Al, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. Yeah, you got bad breath, man.
That's why he's doing a solo show at the London Palladium. It happens, you know. So it goes. Southport to Lincoln. That's the real rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah. Aberystwyth, Southport, Lincoln.
That's the
Barnsley.
The Holy Trinity.
Barrow in Furnace.
Inferno.
I saw that Inferno. Movie. That's a great movie.
Disco Inferno. Barrow in Disco.
Yeah, we are leaving no podunk town unturned on this wet rock of an island. I mean, we're everywhere, big and small. The smallest we play is generally about 300. We don't go smaller than that. And we play, you know, some massive venues that seat 1,200. I think we're all in agreement that our favorites are the cozy, intimate spaces where we can feel like we're really with the audience. You know, tonight here in Lincoln, that's a perfect size. And it's great that we could just, from the lip of the stage, we can just reach out and grab you by the ruff of your neck and pull you up. That's the kind of place we like.
Yeah. You see, I was thinking already, we were thinking about getting you into the Hollywood Bowl, to some of the larger sort of LA venues, but obviously you want more sort of...
I was promised Wembley Stadium. When are we playing Wembley? When's that happening?
I think you misheard that.
Yeah. Oh.
It was Wembley.
Webberly.
Oh, Webberly Stadium. Yeah. All right, okay.
I believe it was Worksop that we were really
But I do know that listening to this fabulous Jody, she did wonderful stuff for back in the office, et cetera. We said we'd give her another name check because she was so excited the last name check we provided for her.
Yeah, she was. I think that was a first for her. Yeah.
And she would want to know, yes, this is all very well, but where are you going to after Lincoln? So what's the rest of the tour, guys?
That is it, isn't it?
Who's got it? We need a flyer. We don't have that much left.
I think
actually.
I might
We've
have
only
been
got...
accurate. That is Barnsley tomorrow, and then Barrow and Furness.
Just a little pronunciation out there. Barrow and Furness.
Okay, so what we have left... Is this right?
No, that's old.
That's old.
That's old.
April.
But we're going.
I feel as though I stepped into the Monkees TV series from 1967.
We're going to Scotland next week, which is going to make the tour international. We're going to Scotland. So we're going to Ayr and Stirling. And we're also playing South Shields in the northeast. What?
Isn't it Burrowood or something?
Musselburgh.
Sounds very similar, you know. Incidentally, for any Geordie listeners, South Shields is actually just by Gateshead. It's back in England. It's a Geordie area. South Shields.
You can be forgiven being a true blue Yank.
Ed.
Do you ever worry about reducing Shakespeare? I mean, is that something we should do, you should do? Do you ever worry that you'll be on stage and all the ghost of William Shakespeare will be above you, releasing one of the theatre lights to fall on you or something during a performance?
Actually, you know, we believe that, you know, that had William Shakespeare actually existed, he would approve exactly of what we were doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If he were alive today, he would be... beating on the lid of his coffin, going, let me out, let me out.
I want to go see the Reduced Shakespeare Company. That's what he'd be saying. I think, like, the thing about Shakespeare is, like, yeah, there's all this beautiful poetry and lofty kind of metaphysical stuff, but there's also a lot of jokes and a lot of fun. He was a really fun playwright, and we just, like, tap into that side of him.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, if either of you were around, you know, when Shakespeare was actually doing his plays.
Funny you should mention that, actually.
You know, but there, it was kind of a bawdy affair, you know, all the Groundlings and stuff, you know, so.
Do we get the Rotten Tomatoes? Sorry, tomatoes to actually throw at you.
Oh, we should sell. Oh, that's a little sideline earner. We sell fruit. Yeah.
Well, you know, let me say, Mark, I don't give you a few possible ideas to take on with you. You know, there you go.
Yeah. Well, we're actually not too far removed from the Shakespearean tradition. You know, down there at the Globe. I mean, we might have talked about this before that you know, what Shakespeare was doing was appealing simultaneously to the high and the lowbrow, highbrow and lowbrow. You know, the rich folks were up in the posh seats, in the safe upper tiers, and then the groundlings, the drunkards, you know, down gathered around the stage. And up top, they might have been appreciating the lofty, you know, references to some of the classics and to Ovid's Metamorphoses.
The middle brow were just aspirational, and the monobrow were still in the caves.
Exactly.
The middle brow were like laughing at all the jokes, pretending they understand.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then plenty of lowbrows, groundlings, were laughing at all the codpiece jokes. Exactly. And we've got all of that. We like to think that we appeal to both high and low.
This is why you thought we were talking about codpieces before. Clearly, it's a buzz thing. You know, you said, I remember Matt was talking about the interview. It was the one which was outrageous and featured codpieces. I couldn't remember that, actually.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard it, but I've heard about it. I've heard about Matt's codpiece. Yeah.
There was a kind of national scandal, wasn't there? Yeah. It was in the papers.
Well, I was just confused. I thought it was like codpieces and chips. Yeah. You know, it's easily
sort of, you know, taken on that board. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute blast. I think there's a whole sense of things there. We're going to ask you to do a few idents as well for us. But for the moment, Matt.
Yes.
Yes.
And
Gary.
Yay! Many thanks indeed. All the very best. And let's hope it's not too long before you join us telephonically and keep us going. I sense we should. If we did this with the company that had the Brother Cadwal Mysteries, we're looking at doing it with our radio. I think we should have the reduced Shakespeare company around the globe. Would you be up for that?
Absolutely. There's room in the van. And we've always wanted groupies. Yeah. We didn't really expect them to look much like you, but we were quite happy with that. Yeah.
We figured we'd stay in the studio. You guys would just, you know, we connect with you telephonically. That's the whole thing, right?
We can do that.
I phone in every one of my performances, so I'm already acting phonically.
A genuine delight. Many thanks.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
RSC.